a lot of our demographic people watching this are 18 to 24 year olds who are at uni, and a lot of them will be sitting their exams soon, I think. A lot of them will have finals soon. What advice would you give them for their exams on how to better deal with their mental health and sort of reduce that stress level if possible? Just a few like nuggets of advice that you give to them to do better with that.
Perfect. So the thing, first of all, to normalize, stress is a normal part of life, and the brain is built to take stress. If it wasn't built to take stress, we wouldn't cope with even very small things. So the problem you have with stress is when the stress becomes elevated, and then the stress then can tip into worry and anxiety. So that's different. So stress is just a normal physical response to we're doing something challenging or something that, that's maybe demanding of us. Now, when where stress becomes an actual problem is when the challenge in front of you and the resources that you think you have to meet that challenge don't match.
Right.
Okay.
So where we get really, really stressed is when we feel under-resourced. So for example, if I'm studying for my finals and I think, God, I've run out of time and I've left it all too late, then my stress levels are going to go through the roof because I can't create more time.
Yeah. So it's sort of preparing, knowing that's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And preparing
and this
earlier.
This is there's an end point here. But the other piece around the resources is resources around, again, the practical things, like getting enough sleep, making sure that you know what you're doing with your study. It's always quality over quantity, always. You just need to do the quality work. Mm-hmm. And then the other piece of that also is making sure that you are supported. So if you're struggling with your mental health or you need people to kind of step in and support you, get this support. So they're your resources. And those resources will help to alleviate your stress. But if you're not facing the stress head on, or if you go into, say, avoidance or procrastination, then that will just facilitate your stress. And your stress is going to go higher and higher and higher. And that's when it tips into anxiety.
Yeah, love that.
Would you recommend CBT therapy for people who are struggling with exam stress or not really?
Yeah, that can be helpful. I think if you're really kind of struggling with it, the things I think, you know, mostly for exam stress is make sure you get enough sleep, like do some exercise. All that stuff is great for de-stressing. Mm-hmm. But the other main piece of that is recognize the task. Like understand what the task is, because the task is what we call, that's your stressor.
Yeah.
So you need to understand what is the stressor? And then in order for me, then you got to understand, right, what do I need to do to be able to actually manage and deal with that stressor? Because what lots of people with stress do is they just run with the feeling and the feeling is, oh, I feel stressed. And like, well, okay, yeah, we know that. But like, what's the source of the stress? And then you break it down. You go, right, how are you relating to this? So what is it about this particular thing that you feel overwhelmed by? So you break it down. Mm. And then you figure out a plan that, okay, well, if we're going to approach it, then what do we need to do to help you to approach it and to manage it?
God, I love this podcast sometimes.